This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel agreed Wednesday to send its war strategist to Washington to discuss its intention to launch a ground assault on Hamas militants in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel had called off the trip Monday in protest of the U.S.'s refusal to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The United States had vetoed similar resolutions earlier that drew a rebuke from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, evidence of a growing split with Washington over the Israelis' conduct of the war. Netanyahu had said an attack on Rafah is necessary to erase any more control of Gaza by Hamas, but the U.S. has told Israel it is opposed to an invasion where more than 1 million Palestinian civilians are sheltered in makeshift tents and structures. Netanyahu has downplayed those fears of a humanitarian catastrophe, telling the visiting bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation Wednesday that civilians would be able to flee the fighting into other parts of Gaza.
People move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open, and people just move. They move with their tents.
Israel says it will move the Palestinians to safety before any attack, but it has not indicated where it would send them. The governing council that aims to oversee a political transition in Haiti vowed Wednesday to restore public and democratic order in its first statement to the violence-plagued Caribbean nation. Haiti has been rocked by an increase in violence since late February when the country's gangs launched a coordinated offensive and demanded Prime Minister Ariel Henry's resignation. Henry has led Haiti since the 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new report by the United Nations says nearly 800 million people around the world are facing chronic hunger and deepening food crises. But the report says tons of food is needlessly going to waste. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A new UN report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022. That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food that could have been helped feed the hundreds of millions of hungry people. The biggest share of food waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations, such as restaurants. The updated food waste index comes 3 years after the UN's first attempt to quantify the problem as part of trying to cut food waste in half by the year 2030. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste means needless greenhouse gas emissions and amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Divers have recovered the remains of two of the six workers missing since the collapse of a major bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland. The bodies were pulled from the river a day after a container ship collided into a support pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, where eight workers were repairing potholes. Four other workers are presumed dead. National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy said the vessel was carrying 56 containers of hazardous materials.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium-ion batteries.
Homendy added that some containers were breached and that a film on the water from those materials will be handled by authorities. The family of former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman said the ex-lawmaker died Wednesday due to complications from a fall. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on Lieberman's life and political career.
Senator Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the disputed 2000 election.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Lieberman was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's presidential ticket. The Democrat turned independent, was never shy about veering from the party line. Republican Senator John McCain was leaning strongly towards choosing Lieberman for the Republican ticket as the 2008 GOP convention neared, but he chose Sarah Palin at the last minute after ferocious blowback from conservatives over Lieberman's liberal record. Lieberman was 82 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.